For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, welcome to Pennywise, the Lee Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, Nat Cardona. Mortgage rates and home prices are high, and the number of homes for sale is certainly not in surplus. To be frank, things have been pretty bleak for buyers last year or so. But NerdWallet's 2024 Home Buyer Report's out, and we have senior writer Elizabeth Renter here with us to break down some of those key findings from the report.
Things last year in 2023 were pretty bleak as far as home buying goes, and kind of the general sentiment as people were searching the market and trying to get things together for their lives. It was hard for a lot of people to finally nail down a house and all that jazz. So we're going to go through some of the key findings, beginning with, let's take a look back at 2023.
2023 was a struggle. So we found in our 2023 home buyer report that 77% of Americans who began last year with the intention to buy a home were unsuccessful. And what we know is that when things are hard for home buyers, they're particularly hard for first-time home buyers. So a lot of folks that have been hoping to become first-time home buyers over the past few years have found it extra difficult, right? So it's difficult for everybody right now. Prices are high, inventory is low, mortgage rates are still high, but they were especially high last year. And this is magnified when somebody is doing this for the first time.
Right now, as of this recording, it's March of 2024. So the year's still, you know, left quite a,
still new, still fresh.
What are people thinking as far as going into 2024 for buying and budgets?
First of all, when we fielded this survey in December, we found that 12% of Americans said they plan on buying in 2024. Now, that number is really unrealistic, but we ask this question every year, and every single year it's unrealistic. And I think that what that tells us is going into a new year, people are like really optimistic, right? They're like, well, this is the year. Last year was bad. This year is going to be better. Unfortunately, while it may be a little bit better, it's still going to be a tough year for home buyers. So if I think of the things that are making it difficult for home buyers, I really kind of boil it down to two. Mortgage rates, which are still high, although they've come down a little bit, and then the lack of homes available for sale. Now, that second one, that is driving not only just like fewer homes when you look at a listing app, but also high prices. So what's going to get better this year? Mortgage rates are going to continue to come down, but slightly, right? We might hit 5.5% by the end of the year. Now, that translates into more affordable mortgage payments. So that's good. That will make things better. Now, is anything great going to happen with inventory? Not so much. I mean, we will see an increase in the number of listings as we enter home buying season, but it's not really going to undo the hardship that we're seeing right now.
Right. Is it fair to assume it's because people are holding on to their houses, maybe even if they've outgrown them, just because of the nature of everything going on right now?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. So they call that rate lock, right? Especially because people got these really low interest rates in 2022, for example, and they don't want to get rid of that to upgrade to a new house if that means taking on a 7% mortgage. So that's part of it. But inventory was already hurting pre-COVID, right? Due to demographic changes, due to, you know, construction not keeping up with demand. So this was already a problem, and it's kind of been magnified by what happened with mortgage rates, with the pandemic, and various other factors too.
Let's talk about the current reads on the housing market. I especially want to focus on this unique perspective of the younger generations buying.
So we know that of the people that plan to buy in the coming year, the rate of people that plan to buy in the coming year is higher among younger generations, which makes sense, right? Like, even though things are pretty discouraging right now, for most people, it's very much still seen as like a step in your life. You get the career, maybe you get the partner, and then you buy the house, or, you know, a different order, but it's still there. However, that said, we are seeing the impact of this discouraging housing market. More and more people are saying buying a home isn't the measure of achievement that it once was. So we've been asking that question for several years, and the share of people saying that is increasing. And we found that over half of Americans say there's too much pressure to own a home in the US. That's another one that's particularly pronounced among younger people, that they're entering that phase in their life where they feel like it's the next step, but they're looking out and they're being like very discouraged by what they see, these high prices, these high mortgage payments. And they're like, yeah, like, I don't know if I'm going to make this happen. Also, I feel significantly stressed about this.
No kidding. And let's wrap things up on this 2024 home buyer report with a major roadblock being that down payment, especially for, it says here, nearly 45% of non-homeowners say that's the biggest deal because it's hard to save enough money, especially with the current inflation rates and all of that, right?
Right. A lot of people view the down payment as holding them back from buying a home. So the flip side of that is, like I said, we found that 12% of Americans plan to buy a home in 2024, but only 31% of those people have started a down payment fund. And if you've ever saved for a home, you know that takes years, right? Generally speaking, it takes a long time to save up a down payment. So I think there's kind of some disconnect. I have a feeling some people don't fully understand the value of the down payment. On the flip side, there's still this big misconception that you need a 20% down payment. And that simply isn't the case. There are low down payment mortgages available, whether through first-time homebuyer programs or through conventional loans as well. One thing that I always like to drive home for folks is when they're looking at the national headlines, when they're, you know, listening to your podcast or listening to about what the housing market is doing as a whole, they need to keep in the back of their mind that this really is about where you're looking. So the United States is huge, filled with thousands of small housing markets, right? And when you look at it that way, what you can afford really depends on where you're looking. And so listen to the national headlines, get an idea about what's going on across the country, but get in touch with a local agent or a local professional that can sort of give you the boots on the ground. Hey, this is what competition is like where you're looking. This is what the prices are doing where you're looking. And you'll have a sort of a realistic outlook about what to expect when you're ready to dip your toes in the water.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to go into the survey that was taken about why some renters still aren't interested in buying homes. The one thing, I don't remember if it was at the beginning or end of your article, but some people feel like there's some shame involved with renting. Like, I should be old enough by now to not have to rent. And, you know, I should own this place or whatever. But some people may go from buying a house, selling a house, and go to renting. Or some people just say renting is just the better option at the end of the day. You broke it down into four reasons on why this may be the case. But what we were talking about with the home buyer report is just the upfront cost of home buying can be very substantial for many people.
That's right. And in a lot of local markets, it just does make more sense to rent right now, right? It's more affordable to rent for a lot of people, depending on where they're looking. And to your point, the down payment, the closing costs, all the costs involved in buying a home are pretty substantial. And if you're not prepared for that, renting for now can be a completely legitimate option.
Sure. And a lot of that depends on your comfort level of, you know, if you have a partner, if you have kids, if you have a pet, like sometimes it just works better with size too. You know, you don't need a ton of extra space.
Right. Absolutely. So I will say though, you pointed out a good point is it does make sense of how many people are going in your household, how many earners you have. But anecdotally, I bought my first home as a single parent. So it is possible out there if you don't have a partner qualifying for FHA loans, other first time home buyer programs, like you can absolutely do it on with a single income, but it for sure makes things more difficult, right?
Positive perk of maybe avoiding all the down payment, closing costs, whatever have you. You have money for extra things, more fun things, maybe travel, and you don't have to feel so tied down.
That's right. So one of the sort of ongoing costs of home ownership is thinking about like setting aside money for annual home maintenance, for your air filters, for getting the exterior power wash, like all the costs that go into owning a home, not just purchasing it, right? So like not only are the upfront costs substantial, but these ongoing costs, if you're renting, you don't have to budget those in, right? Something goes wrong, you call the landlord.
Right. I was just reading the DIY thing. I know it's very hot, but if you're not a DIY person like myself or my husband, you know, being a homeowner, it can get scary expensive for the littlest thing that happens in your house. So yeah, when you can call your landlord or your property company and say, hey, there's a busted pipe, come over. It's pretty nice to wash your hands clean of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm currently selling a home and it is a fixer upper. It's an old Victorian, which I had a blast working on it, but I'm also very excited for a break from that, right? I'm selling that house. I'm renting now. The first time something breaks, I'm going to feel so good like calling someone else and making it their problem. So we found that over half of renters don't believe buying a home in the current market is a smart investment. And, you know, I'm not an investment advisor. What I can say, however, is, you know, people often sell home ownership as, well, it's an investment, right? This money you're putting towards your home, you'll get back and then some. Well, that's not guaranteed. Just like any investment, there are risks involved, right? So you can't just blindly accept that owning a home is going to benefit you financially long-term. There are pros and cons to that. There are risks that you need to weigh.
That's
where I live now, it's cheaper to rent than it is to buy by far. However, if I was in a situation where I had to spend twice as much for rent as I am right now, I might consider buying, even if I don't know if I want to be here for 10, 15 years. You know what I mean? It just changes the entire calculus based on where you're looking. That like out of all the long-term financial decisions you make in your life, I really feel like whether or not to buy a home has the most non-financial considerations. Like there's a lot going on in the decision to purchase a home in addition to all the money stuff, right? You're thinking about where you lay your head at night, where you feel safe, where maybe you raise your kids, like where perhaps you like expand your household with a partner. Like there's all sorts of considerations that go beyond the money aspect, which is why I think, you know, we did find that about one third of renters are embarrassed to admit that they rent instead of owning. And I think that speaks to this expectation of the quote unquote American dream. And, you know, it doesn't all have to be, well, my spreadsheet says this about my costs. You know what I mean? There's some real like self-reflection and lifestyle questions that you need to ask yourself about home ownership that come into play too.
Right. Things have gotten less cookie cutter as years have gone on. And I think that's definitely okay. You don't have to fit into that perfect box.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.